It's happened again. It's Monday. And each Monday morning, NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me for the Political Front. It's a look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Rick.
So, Josh, we've got a busy week coming up in Concord. The New Hampshire House voting on gambling on Wednesday. On Thursday, the state Senate votes on, well, pretty much everything else. So let's start with the casino vote. The bill is heading to the floor with a committee recommendation that it be killed, but that vote was very narrow, 23-22. Is this thing going to be too close to call?
Well, I think it's too close to call with vast amounts of confidence. This issue does really divide both parties. It's also an issue that senior House members, regardless of party identification, tend to oppose. So a lot of the outcome on Wednesday may hang on new members. And, it's interesting that all of this was reflected in the committee vote. New lawmakers backed the bill. Support and opposition was basically neatly split between the parties. And most of the longest-serving members in the House who served on the super committee opposed it. But I think it's also probably fair to note that the pro-casino crowd was happy, and rightly, I think, given that the House has never passed a casino bill, to get such a close vote out of this committee. But when the bill hits the floor Wednesday, the first vote will be on the recommendation that it be killed. So this thing could end pretty quickly.
So that means that none of the amendments that lawmakers are working on the bill, amendments which Governor Hassan has suggested ought to be considered, would be debated at all?
Exactly. There are about a dozen amendments printed in the House calendar, and more amendments could come on the floor. But the only way those get aired is if the vote on the first motion fails. If that happens, the amendment that probably bears the most watching is one written by the minority of the Gambling Super Committee. It's a long one, about 20 pages or so. It beats up regulation, but it also preserves a great deal of the Senate plan, particularly on the revenue side, the 5,000 slot machines, the 150 table games, as well as the tax rates, the required investment by the casino operator, and how the money would be divided.
Is part of the thinking there to come up with something that, if it does pass in the House, the Senate could just sign on to?
Well, I think that's the hope among House gambling supporters. The Senate doesn't tend to do that, quickly with the House often. It's also an effort to mollify Governor Hassan because, she's been pretty explicit. She wants one casino. Some of the proposals that House members had would have had more gambling facilities. And it's interesting because if you attended any, even one super committee hearing, pillorying the Senate's gambling bill as ill-crafted, deeply flawed, and devoid of needed regulation was something that the committee did a great deal of. So, if gambling backers can get something through the House, the more closely it resembles the Senate bill, probably the better in terms of getting this done, either now or maybe as part of the budget process. There's a remote possibility that could happen, but this is still going to take some real doing at this point.
Okay, stay tuned. Let's talk about the Senate a bit. A lot of issues on its docket this week. Stand Your Ground repeal, of course, voter ID, the gas tax.
The tobacco tax, medical marijuana, the minimum wage, extending last call in New Hampshire bars to 2 a.m., which may be about the time of night the Senate finishes on Thursday.
Yeah, but on most of these bills, the outcome is pretty clear.
I think that's fair to say. The repeal of Stand Your Ground is pretty much certain to fail. Freshman Democratic Senators Jeff Woodburn and Andrew Hosmer said they won't support it, and no Republicans are expected to either. The Republican majority is expected to oppose the 20-cent tobacco tax increase as a block. That kills that. The same goes for reestablishing a state minimum wage. The committee recommendation on the 12-cent gas tax increase is to re-refer it to committee, but I think we can also expect an effort to kill that outright.
We've heard a lot about medical marijuana and voter ID to a lesser extent, but both those bills were changed by their Senate committees. Is that true?
They were, and the grow your own provision in the House plan was removed more or less under threat of veto by Governor Hassan. The bill also drops the maximum amount of marijuana a qualifying patient could possess from 6 ounces to 2 ounces. Medical marijuana should pass. The Senate also tightened up the voter ID bill passed by the House. Instead of essentially canceling the stiffer provisions of current law set to take effect this September, such as requiring poll workers to photograph people who vote without IDs, it delays that for 2 years. The Senate bill also limits allowable photo IDs to state or federally issued identifications, which may mean if you attend a state college or university, your student ID would work. But if you attended a private college, it might not. But another provision of the Senate plan does give election officials some pretty broad leeway to allow people they recognize to vote, and also carte blanche to decide which identification cards pass muster. So moderators in college towns could allow student IDs if they choose.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Mark.
It's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition every Monday for On the Political Front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR, and find more on the political front at NHPR.org.